gentlewoman's time has expired. The gentleman from Colorado, Mr. Polis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to begin by following up because I don't on my colleague Mr. Cohen's questions, and I want to try to get a clear answer to make sure the Drug Administration Enforcement Administration is aware of some of the evidence. Is crack worse for a person than marijuana?
I believe all illegal drugs are bad.
Is methamphetamine worse for somebody's health than marijuana?
I don't think any illegal drug
is
good.
Is heroin worse for someone's health than marijuana?
Again, all drugs.
I mean, either yes, no, or I don't know. I mean, if you don't know, you can look this up. You should know this as the chief administrator for the Drug Enforcement Agency. I'm asking you a very straightforward question. Is heroin worse for someone's health than marijuana?
All illegal drugs are bad.
Does this mean you don't know?
Heroin causes an addiction.
Okay.
It causes causes many problems. It's very hard to kick.
So does that mean that the health impact of heroin is worse than marijuana? Is that what you're telling me?
I think you're asking a subjective question.
No, it's objective. Just looking at the science, this is your area of expertise. I'm a layperson, but I've read some of the studies. I'm aware of it. I'm just asking you as an expert in the subject area, is heroin worse for someone's health than marijuana?
And I'm answering as a police officer and as a DEA agent that these drugs are illegal because they are dangerous, because they are addictive, because...
Okay.
They do hurt a person's health.
So heroin is more addictive than marijuana? Is heroin more addictive than marijuana in your experience?
Generally, the properties of heroin, yes, it's more addictive.
Is methamphetamine more addictive than marijuana?
Well, both are addictive.
Well, is methamphetamine more highly addictive than marijuana?
I think some people become addicted to marijuana, and some people become addicted to methamphetamine.
You mentioned that the top your top priority, I believe you indicated to us, is abuse of prescription drugs. Is one of the main classifications of prescription drugs painkillers that you're concerned about?
That's correct.
And are those painkillers addictive?
Yes, they are. Very addictive.
Are those painkillers more addictive than marijuana?
All illegal drugs are in Schedule 1, are addictive.
Well, again, this is a health-based question, and I know you're obviously you have a law enforcement background, but I'm sure you're also familiar, given your position, with the science of the matter. And I'm asking, you know, again, clearly your agency has established abuse of prescription drugs as the top priority. Is that, therefore, an indication that prescription drugs are more addictive than marijuana?
All illegal drugs are addictive.
Okay, your agency has established abuse of prescription drugs as its top priority. You've indicated as much to us. Does that mean that abuse of prescription drugs is a greater threat to the public health than marijuana?
Because it's an emerging threat, because people are turning to prescription drugs then faster than any other drug, that is why we prioritize it.
Well, in many states, including my home state of Colorado, we have a legalized and regulated regime of medical marijuana, and we have found some great degree of success in combating the abuse of prescription drugs by making sure the patients have access to medical marijuana, which the science indicates, and I would certainly encourage you to look at the science, is less addictive and less harmful to human health than some of the narcotic prescription drugs that are abused, and also when they're used on label, they can be very harmful to health as well.